Now, I want to encourage us now just to go into a place where we encounter the cross and we encounter Jesus. We're going to just have a quiet time of exercise where we can experience this. If you have things that you need to exchange at the cross, you can engage the cross as we experience his presence, because he's here. We have a cross here today. I want to encourage you to picture that and engage with it. Engage with Jesus, the resurrection, and the life today. Just encourage you again just to close your eyes. Just begin to think about Jesus. Just relax and fix your eyes on him. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is here with us. Just begin to activate your imagination as a doorway now to encounter him. Just begin to picture Jesus on the cross. Jesus is love. As you look at him on the cross, you see the purest moment of love in all of eternity. Jesus is looking at you. You can look at him and just look into his eyes of love and see how much love he has for you. Love that enabled him to die and give his life for you. Just open up your heart and receive all that Jesus has done. Just experience the power and the love that the cross has released for us. I just encourage you to think of all those things you want to see nailed to the cross. Maybe sin that you're struggling with. Maybe guilt or shame or condemnation for the past. Just see it nailed to the cross. Your old life, that way of life you no longer want to live. See it nailed to the cross. Sickness, nailed to the cross. Just allow all the hidden things in your life, those things that no one knows, just let them be nailed to the cross. Every hurt, every pain, nailed to the cross. Just spend a few moments just seeing those things nailed to the cross, dealt with forever. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Just choose now to surrender everything to him. To embrace being crucified with him, dying to self, the past, your ego, your pride. Just let it all go. Just let him give you resurrection life. Let him raise you up to new life, the power to live for him. Just be willing to take that yoke and be joined with him, united with him, that you will receive as a joint heir your inheritance in the kingdom of God. Just let his spirit call out to your spirit as you receive adoption into his family. Just let that truth be imparted to your spirit. You are royalty, a royal priesthood. Receive that truth that you're a son of God. Receive the truth of the limitless possibilities of who you are as a son. Now Jesus is a door that will take you through the veil into the realm of heaven. Heaven is open. There are steps that you can walk up by faith. Just engage the door in heaven and Jesus welcoming you as high priest to come beyond the veil. Just step through that door. Just let Jesus, our high priest, take you to your throne, that place where you're seated in the realms of heaven. Let him show you that position of authority that you have as a son of God. And as you take your seat on that throne, just let Jesus come and invest you with authority, giving you a crown and a scepter and a mantle. The symbols of sonship, of government in heaven, for you to administer the kingdom. Just embrace that place of authority of who you are as a son of God. Free from the power of death and the fear of death. Free to live eternal, everlasting, the life of a son of God. Transformed from one degree of glory to another, day after day, as we embrace the cross, the resurrection, the ascension. You are destined to fulfill your mandate as a son of God in this age and in the age to come.